verses 1 and 2 with emphasis on verse 2. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius. Isn't that a lovely expression? The older man, younger brother, well-beloved. I believe that's the way we feel here about those of us that are older, about the younger brothers and sisters, well-beloved. Beloved, what a nice expression. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. That's a profound statement. You see, we look at it the opposite. Oh, I wish I were as healthy spiritually as I am physically. Take all these exercises and so forth. John said just the opposite. That your physical health will be as good as your spiritual health. And thus we've been speaking of spiritual health. We've seen that to have spiritual health, one must be born spiritually. That gives them spiritual life. And that having spiritual life, there are certain things which we shall consider from time to time that are necessary to maintain spiritual health. We considered last Sunday that when a child is born, the first thing that they want to get going is to have that child breathe. And some children, they come out yelling. That's right. Others come out without a whisper. That's trouble. Get them breathing. Then we saw that comparable to breathing is spiritual prayer. And we looked a little into the matter of prayer and we want to continue tonight. We consider first, well, all together tonight, unanswered prayer. Why is it that some prayers are not answered? So we might look first at 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. Unanswered prayer. Unanswered prayer. John 5, 1 John 5. Verse 14, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears it. Prayer must be in the will of God. And you remember our Lord when he was faced with Calvary? You might look at that in Matthew chapter 26. While he prayed. Prayer to be answered, to be effective, must be in the will of the Lord. Matthew 26, verse 39. And he, the Lord Jesus, went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed. I have always found that interesting. The Lord Jesus created a heaven and earth, and he prayed. And a very good study is to follow the prayer life of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially as it is found in the Gospel of Luke, how often he prayed. A little study. He prayed saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. The will of the Lord, we must pray in the will of the Lord. Verse 42. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. When we pray, we must pray that the Lord's will be done. And you get the same thing in verse 44. He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Thy will be done. And that is one of the errors that we make in our prayer life. We pray without considering the will of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 19. We're going to be turning to a number of scriptures. That is one of the criticisms that my children have leveled at me. Daddy, you turn to too many scriptures. Well, I don't know how to do it otherwise. You didn't come here to hear my opinion and what I think and what I say. We came to hear what the Word of God says. 1 Kings chapter 19, 3. Verse 4, Elijah. He himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a juniper tree. Now, he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, I am not better than my father. We have to be careful what we pray and what we ask the Lord to do. He says, take away my life. He requested that he might die. 2 Kings 3, chapter 2. And if you will follow a time interval, this is 10 years later. 10 years after he prayed that he might die, we come to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. I won't read the whole thing, you know the story. Verse 11, 2 Kings chapter 2. This is the man who requested that God take his life. It came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and he prayed of them that he might die. We are to pray in the will of God. We are not to tell God what we want. We are to ask according to his will. We have a similar situation. Matthew chapter 20. Praying according to the will of God. We often pray for things. Why do we want them? Matthew chapter 20. Verse 20. Matthew 20:20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing of him. Now this is what she wants. He said unto her, what wilt thou? What do you want? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. You can sort of understand why she asked that. She was looking out for her boys. But was she in the will of God? That's the important thing. Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. You don't know what you're asking for. And oftentimes when we pray, we often don't know what we're asking. We ought to pray in the will of God. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said unto him, we are able. He saith unto them, you shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my When we pray, we are to pray in the will of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 6, though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be or hears of me, And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that were given to me, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Lord, God allowed that thorn in the flesh. For this thing I besought the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. And the Lord said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And so Paul replies, Most gladly therefore will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest on me. And sometimes there are infirmities and other drawbacks that we suffer. Isn't pleasant. And we pray to the Lord to take them away, and he does. It's for his glory and his honor. Our prayers are to be in his will. James chapter 4, please. Another reason why prayer is not answered. James chapter 4. Verse 3. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Why do we ask for things? Why do I want a bigger house? Why do I want a new car? Is it the Lord's will, or I just want it because somebody else has it? I remember back in New York City, well, these were physicians, all physicians, and they behaved worse than truth. The first one bought a yacht, and his was 28 feet long. All the others looked at him. The next one bought his, and his was 32 feet long. I mean, not my truth, it's just silly. The first one has a yacht, so he has to get a yacht. Then the third one got one, and his was 40 feet long. Just to satisfy the flesh. When we pray to the Lord for something, why do we want it? Why do we want what we ask for? Is it for fleshly lust, just to make me feel good, just to make me have more of the next fellow, just so that people will talk about me and say, look at him, you look at him, look at him. Why do we ask for what we ask for? Is it to please the flesh? Is it me first? Look who I am. See me. Or is it for the glory and the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ? 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Another reason why we don't get answers to our prayers. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And we cannot expect to receive from the Lord if we are not walking in obedience to him. In fact, it seems to me to be rather nervy to be walking in disobedience and then expect God to answer our prayer and give us what we want. John 15, please. Walking in disobedience and expecting God to answer our prayer. John chapter 15, verse 7. Unanswered prayer. Why are our prayers unanswered? Asking not in the will of the Lord. Asking to satisfy our own fleshly desire. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. But we must be obedient to the Scriptures. obedience to the scriptures, we can expect an answer to our prayers. Chapter 9, please. Verse 31. Now we know that God hears not, better answers not. But if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, he answers it. Subjection to the word of God, obedience to the word of God, and we can expect an answer to our prayer. But if we are walking in disobedience, there'll be no answer. John chapter 15. Verse 16. 15 and 16. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you and ordained or appointed you to go forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Fruit bearer. Are we bearing fruit? And let us look at that well-known portion in the book of Galatians on fruit bearing. If we are not bearing fruit, we cannot expect that God is going to answer our prayers. Let's start at verse 17 of Galatians chapter 5. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. If you be led of the spirit, you're not under law. Now notice verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Don't we see these things all around us today? And they tell us the Bible is an old book, it's old-fashioned. The most modern book that we have. It tells more about the current, what we call civilization, than any other book. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But, now notice please, in verse 19 it says, the works of the flesh. Now notice please in verse 21, the fruit of the spirit. The flesh has works. The spirit brings forth fruit. And it says the fruit, not fruits, one fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is, not the fruits of the Spirit are. It's just one fruit of the Spirit composed of nine different sections. Like an orange, different sections. But it's only one fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now if we are not bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit, we cannot expect an answer to our prayer. If we're going about manifesting the works of the flesh, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, hatred, and so forth, we can't expect an answer to our prayer. The fruit, and I emphasize, too often I hear people speak about the fruits of the Spirit. That's wrong. There's only one fruit. And it has nine sections. And unless we are manifesting all of these nine sections, we cannot expect an answer to our prayer. Another cause for failure to get an answer to our prayer, John chapter 14, please. verses 13 and 14. Psalm 14, verse 13, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Okay, exactly what does that mean? You mean just, Lord, I want something in the name of the Lord. No. The thought there is that what you want must be compatible with the name of the Lord. So you can't say, Lord, do harm to so-and-so. You can't do that in the name of the Lord. If we ask for those things that we can ask for in His name, that speak of Him, that are characteristic of Him, we can expect an answer. But to ask evil and wrong for another person, you can't do it in the name of the Lord, because He doesn't do evil and wrong to people. What we ask must be worthy of His name. Chapter 15, please. Verse 16. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you and authorized you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. Whatever you ask in the name of the Father, ask the Father in my name, that He may give it to you. But what we ask in His name must be worthy of Him. It isn't just a matter of praying and then ending the prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, no. What you ask must be worthy of His name. And that will control a lot of our praying and what we ask. Chapter 16, please. Verses 23 and 24. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. In His name it must be worthy of His purpose. I'm not an athlete. My knowledge of popular ways, literally, I have nothing, no trick in the answer. But I wonder about some of these chaps for the football team. How does he pay for this new unit? He says a lot of neither regarded men. You know how modern the Bible is? There's a lot of them is very good. Not only judges are in the Congress, in the cabinet, all over the place. You have men like this. Verse 3, there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for the fire, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will avenge her
And that's by her continued coming she wearied. The Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Shall not God avenge his own elect which cry unto him day and night, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily, nevertheless, and so forth. Persistence in prayer. God may not answer right away. And you know one reason why God sometimes delays prayer, the things that we ask for? It's because he has something better than we're asking for. And wherever you find the Lord waiting a long time, you'd be surprised when he answers that prayer. It's much better than you would ask for. But we must be persistent in prayer, being sure that we are in the will of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Verses 24 through 26. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. And now Moses speaks. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at first, because the Lord said he would destroy you. I prayed therefore unto the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. Day and night. Pray. That's persistence. And the Lord heard it. The book of Micah. No, book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 10. Verse 11. Daniel 10:11. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood up. And of the angel. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before God, from that first day your words were heard. From the first day. And I am come for thy words. He didn't come. He came, but he didn't get to Daniel for 21 days. Let's read on. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 21 days. As soon as Daniel started to pray, this angel was sent. But there's opposition. The foes of Satan. And they're still in opposition to the Lord's service. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days, 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand. He prayed for understanding, kept praying, and 21 days later, you got an answer. Persistence in prayer. Continuing in prayer. Oh, this is one I like. Genesis chapter 12. You pardon me when I say this one I like. I like all of them. But I'm not going to go through all of them tonight. We could go on to midnight. But that's the beauty of the book. It's all in here. It's fascinating. That's why you don't have to necessarily look at TV or listen to the radio. It's in here. Genesis. Now what did I say, Genesis? Oh, I was wrong. Genesis 32. We're talking about persistence. Genesis 32. Let's start at verse 24. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, that is the man, angel of the Lord, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. The man said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh," and he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." That's holding on. That's holding on. He said unto him, "What is thy name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. As a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Now, how could an ordinary human being prevail over an angel? And the answer I find in the book of Hosea. And beloved, let me say this. The answer to Bible questions is in the Bible. Now, I'm not telling you shouldn't read, have a dictionary. I'm not saying you shouldn't read a commentary. But invariably, you will find all the answers to Bible questions in the Bible. How was Jacob able to prevail and hold on to that angel? Don't you think the angel could have dismissed him? What was the secret? Hosea chapter 12. Verse 2. "The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel." Remember that from Jesus, from Genesis? "In the womb. By his strength he had power with God." How did he have power with God by his strength? The next verse. "Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication." That's how he was able to overcome. He never come in his own strength. He overcame because he wept, he beseeched, he pleaded. He was persistent in his prayer. I think I better stop you. We'll continue at another time. Love is nothing like prayer. But don't ask for what we want. Pray in the will of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, pray thy will be done. And as we are confronted with various problems, let's pray that the Lord's will be done. Let's pray persistently, holding on to him. Let's pray in faith, believing. And it's amazing what will happen. May God bless you watch this study. Study it further at home. Hindrances to prayer. Sin in the life. You get that in one of the Psalms. "If I bear iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." And if we disagree with another, none of that disagreement gets so bitter as it was between Barnabas and Paul. One of the saddest verses in the New Testament. Two wonderful servants of God worked together over many years, and then the contention became so bitter that they suffered. Don't let that happen. There'll be no answer to prayer. I stop. Again, Holy Father, we bow in thy blessed face. Lord, we thank you for who thou art. For our Lord Jesus Christ and the blessed Holy Spirit who teaches us. Lord, we thank thee that we are in a land where thy word still is available to us. That we can come about in this manner, in this room, in this home, and look into thy word, we give thee thanks. Now that we have heard what thou wilt say to us, may we go forward in the value of it, looking to thee in prayer.
trust in thee, seeking thy mind and thy will. Dismiss us now with thy blessing, resting upon us, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.